today.
I'm sorry?
Customer support.
Customer support? Yes, that's who I'm trying to get.
Yes, sir. May I help you today?
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
Customer support.
What was your name? I'm sorry?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany. My name is Les. I just got notification from my bank that there was possible fraudulent activity on my account for an amount of $69.97, and they gave me this number, which is associated with whoever took money out of my account.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
I'm sorry?
Can I get your zip code?
15482.
Correct?
15482.
And your first and last name?
My name is Leslie Wells.
Go on. Do you have the last four digits of that card number?
Well, what's the card number today? The last four? 2306.
Yes, sir. I don't see your name in my system. I don't possibly know who could be using your card.
Well, it says it's Swift Enhanced. Does that do anything for you? I mean, they gave me this phone number to call.
Well, I'm a third-party call center. And we deal with over 100 different companies that sell over 100 different products.
Right.
So, without pulling your name up, I can't find you in my account, so I don't know who might be using your card.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So what am I supposed to do?
I'm not sure. Yeah. Contact your bank and file a dispute.
Well, yeah, but it's probably better to contact the corporation that's doing it. And if it's one of your companies, I mean, there's got to be a way to find out who it is.
And what's your first and last name?
Leslie.
Yes, sir.
Wells.
Can you verify your shipping address?
P.O. Box 440.
Yes.
Star Junction, Pennsylvania.
Did you order a watch? Or any pods or anything like that?
Earpods. I ordered earpods, yep.
January the 31st. And you only pay shipping and handling for it,
$5.97, yep.
Yes, sir. And what you was placed on a 14-day trial when you ordered those pies.
Uh-huh.
So they bill you at the retail price for those pies, which is $69.97.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
According to this right here, order number, blah, 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 customer support. No, I'm not saying that. Okay. I need to choose it. I don't want these ear pods. They don't even work anyway. $69.97. Okay, so how do I get my money back and return this stuff to you?
What I can do, I can get your account canceled. It will be no more future billings or shipments. See, you was placed on an auto ship once you received those AirPods. And what I can do for you, I can offer you a 50% discount on all your future orders if you like.
No. I don't want any discounts or anything like that. I'm returning this these products to you people?
Those charges are valid, and them are your products to keep.
I'm sorry?
Those charges are valid.
Those charges are, say that word one more time.
Valid. Those are permanent charges.
Valid. No, no, they're not permanent charges. Not at all. And it certainly hasn't been to my satisfaction. So what you're saying is I'm stuck with this deal.
Once you placed that order for those, you was placed on a 14-day trial, and you agreed to pay the full price after 14 days for the earbuds. Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't like the product, so after 14 days, now what?
We'll bill you at the retail price for that product.
Well, I mean, I can just have my bank cancel the transaction, but I'd rather do it,
right
way.
Well, you can just call back with your bank on the line.
Uh-huh.
And maybe they are refunding your money.
They'll refund my money. Okay, so that's the only way we can work this. It's the only way we can do this.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.